Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Clint, it's a big game because it's the start of the season. There are a lot of elements of guys that I think people really want to see. Guys that are free agents that they just signed that are new toys here. Guys that are draft picks that we haven't seen in a regular season game yet. Guys that you watched last year that you feel like could take another step this year. Who is it? You can join in on this as well. Text line 713-572-4610, and those beautiful people on YouTube and Twitch as well, you can jump in. Who are you most amped or excited to see?
For me, it's fairly simple, man, and it's Derek Stingley. I've been talking about him being the key to a defense since he got drafted. I think this is a year he could actually do that.
You're a Tiger, but now you're
number
a Texan,
two.
Man.
Yeah, that guy right there, that was Cal talking about him. Number two. You know, I think we've seen glimpses, you know, of Derek Stingley and what he's capable of doing. You know, none bigger than last year when he shadowed Amari Cooper after the Browns just went off on the Texans the next time they circled around, which was, what, 2 weeks later? He shadowed Amari Cooper, one of the better route-running wide receivers, a very experienced wide receiver in the league, and just kept him completely out of the box score. I think there's more of that to come. I think this is the year that Derek Stingley truly arrives. Even more so, he's got a rookie corner opposite him that we don't know much about at this point in time. We know he's smart. We know he's mature. We know he's going to be where he's supposed to be when he's supposed to be there. But we don't know how good of a corner he really is, Ron. And so, just for so many reasons, it's Derek Stingley for me. And then on the top of it all, I mean, I think Derek Stingley has a chance to be the best corner in the league. Like, he has a chance to go out there, and if he plays really, really well with his God-given ability, his hand-eye coordination, his ball skills, how big he is, wherever this chip came from that's on his shoulders now, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. And he has a chance to be the best corner in the league if he arrives the way in which he very well could this year.
Yeah, you've been high on Derek Stingley since he's got here. I think the big thing has just been mostly health and opportunity. And we've heard this from not just many people on this on this team. He's got the best ball skills. He's got the best hands maybe on the team.
Yeah.
As a corner. So and we've seen him make plays in the preseason as well where he could have had. He did have a pick against Daniel Jones. Could have had a pick six in that game as well. So, no, he's a fun one to watch. Somebody just texted in the same one that I have, and that's Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon, for me, is the one to watch. And this was a difficult one because Kamari Lassiter is high up there on that list because I want to see him. But Joe Mixon, listen, the thing that many people believe kept this offense back was the run game. And the offensive line is as healthy as it ever was last year. And I am still intrigued, and I've said this since he was let go, is the Bengals are a team trying to get to a Super Bowl too, and Joe Mixon's a guy that can catch the ball out of the backfield, a guy that's been a 1,000-yard rusher multiple times for them, has had some really good years and has been a part of that core. Why in the world did they let him go to bring in somebody who was the Colts' backup to pay him the same amount? So, and he's looked really good when we've seen him in practice, and his ability to catch the ball in the backfield and not just run running back routes but do it down the field has been impressive. So I am really intrigued to see what Joe Mixon looks like and what kind of Joe Mixon they're getting.
That's my number two, Ron. That was the second one for me. I mean, I've had some big statements about Joe Mixon. I need him to have a hell of a year now. And so, but I'm excited about him on the offensive side of the football. I know all the talk is about the receivers, the explosiveness, yada, yada, yada. But you want to talk about the one guy that can be the key to the offense in terms of going, hey, man, this is a Super Bowl caliber team. Let Joe Mixon produce, at an elite level. Let him just be a consistent factor in the game and be a good complementary piece to what C.J. Stroud's doing in the pass game, and this offense is going to go to the next level.
Yeah, I am intrigued to see what we see from him. People on the text line rolling through, Danielle Hunter. Yeah, he's a big one. He has a chance, as we talk about Stingley, he's got a chance to be the best and most important player on this defense. We've talked about a lot of guys, talked about Will, but his ability to, and as you said, bigger than maybe what we thought he was when we get to see him in person. He certainly has the size to be stout against the run, but he is clearly an above-average pass rusher and a dude that can change and just wreck a drive. It will be fun to see him. Jalen Petrie, I don't know if I'm excited. I'm certainly intrigued to watch. Like, you kind of – I'll be honest with you, I kind of want Josh Downs to play, the slot receiver normally for them, just to see him have to – cover guys with that speed, because to me those are the receivers that I think potentially could give him the trouble, is the quick the quick speed, not necessarily the straightaway speed, but the guys that can get in and out of their breaks super quickly that are elusive and hard to tackle. And Josh Downs is that type of guy. So I just want to see how he plays in that situation to know that you can feel as comfortable as possible to have him right there in the slot covering guys.
Yeah, I think Josh Downs has got an ankle that's got him questionable, and he's not going to be, even if he goes, he's not going to have the shake that he typically has, I wouldn't think. So Jalen Petrie should be in good shape. But you want to talk about intrigue to see. Yeah, I mean, Jalen Petrie, Kamari Lassiter, the Kalen Bullock, when he does get in there, Mario Edwards, who's been so promising, you know, up front on the defensive line. You know, Tim Settle and Foley, two guys that Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans clearly have a ton of confidence in. I'm intrigued and excited to see those guys, because D'Amico Ryans and company, they've been right a lot more than they've been wrong. And if they're right about those guys, again, this defense goes to another level.
Yeah. Yeah. Derek Stingley, real quick, Tyler, who was the guy that you're excited to see? You said C.J. Stroud?
No, man, I think I would go with Nico Collins. I'm desperate to see a second consecutive year of big-time output from him. I think a lot of the NFL is still sleeping on Nico as like a true NFL threat as a pass catcher. So I want to see Nico come out of the gate, start doing what he did last year, if not more so. And I'll be watching Nico close on Sunday in Indy.
That's a good one. And to the point you made earlier in the week, Clint, I wonder how different the game looks for him. I wonder how different coverages are for him. I wonder if he is one that has to make an adjustment along with Bobby Slowick on how he is getting open or how teams are planning.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because D'Amico Ryan said something. I think it was D'Amico.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.